Good morning. Welcome to our worship service, and we have a full packed worship service to share with you. At this time, we will have our mission moment with Dan Baker.
Good morning, and thanks for having me back. I love when you guys invite me to speak. This is my grandparents' church, and like my parents got married here, so I have a lot of fond memories, so thanks for having me. My name's Dan Baker, and I have the joy and honor of being the director of CROSS Ministries. And CROSS is an acronym. It stands for Christian Residential Opportunities and Social Service Adults with Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities, more commonly referred to as Adults with Special Needs. And we have three personal care homes. We have a home in Dillsburg. We have seven folks, right? St. Thomas, on a property that some people might know as Emmaus Acres. We have six folks that live there currently in a house we call Griffith House. And then right down the street on Panola Road behind the Rao Mennonite Church, we have a home called Grace Home that your congregation supports. And at Grace Home right now, we have six folks. We call it Grace Home. Miss Ebersol started this ministry in the 80s. I always like to share that because she started it for her daughter. So CROSS was born out of like love from a parent to her child, and we can all relate to. The big goal we have at CROSS is we kind of want to go above and beyond like a general social service. We call it doing life together. So our motto is that we have a house parent. We have a family that lives in the home along with the residents to kind of create that family style structure. We share our meals together. We go to church together. We have a lot of fun together. My big update, what I'm excited to share, is that we're full across our three homes right now. That's always a big prayer for us. We have this awesome program, and from our board's always praying that God would bring people to us to serve, and it's very exciting that across our three homes, our bed spaces are filled. The other cool thing we get to do is we host an annual summer camp, and that just took place 2 weeks ago. And our summer camp is structured to be like a ministry to the larger in Franklin County. We just had 42 campers, so 42 adults with disabilities came for a week. We had about 50 to 60 leaders, depending on the day. We had some folks stay, come and go. But we have a little video I want to show you that's a recap of our summer camp. We had a great week at camp. One of my favorite things, obviously it's a lot of fun, but we work really hard to develop like a Bible study lesson that adheres to all sorts of different learning styles. We like to think we create little disciples to send back into the world after camp. It's such a great population. And one of my favorite things about this ministry as a whole is I think our society has led us to believe that maybe we can't learn too much from people with disabilities, which might be true. Like, I'm not going to have my friend Anthony help me with my taxes, but I think from learn a lot from people with disabilities. And I think that folks come to our camp or to our homes to share a game or a meal or a Bible study lesson. And more often than not, I hear folks come back to me and say, I learned something from your residence, or I was really reminded of this like great spiritual lesson from your residence. I want to leave you with a little story, again, especially to our staff. We had a lady in our home. Her name was Elaine Miller, and she lived at the Shippensburg location from 1994 until April. And in April, and when that took place, we were at the Chambersburg Hospital. It was like probably around noon. And the rest of the residents in her home, her friends that have lived with her for decades, were at their work program. So as a staffing unit, we probably had 3 or 4 hours to come up with an idea of how to share this information with the folks when they come home that day. And of course, I play when you lose a friend or a loved one, like a lot of grief, and people were upset. And we sat down that night with her five housemates to tell them that their friend had passed away. And they, like joy and excitement and happiness that their friend was in heaven with Jesus rather than sorrow or sadness. It was a kind of an intense reminder to the staff and the people that were present that there's so much to look forward to when we get to meet our Savior in heaven, and a great reminder to us as Christians that there's just when we get to meet Jesus. It was really neat to have that reminded to us through our friends at CROSS. So thank you for supporting our ministry. I know not too long ago you guys sent us some money for a dishwasher, and God's timing is impeccable, so thank you for that. And thank you for supporting CROSS over the years.
All right. So you guys kind of already heard a little bit that we finished up a really fun week. So we don't have too many kiddos here, so I'm not going to make them come up and sing, just because I'm sure they will be super embarrassed at that. But Since I know, and I know Miss Savannah back there, I've heard it at home, let me tell everybody in the church what the scripture that we learned this week was. Anybody? I'll start it off. It's from Philippians 4:13. Do all things through him who strengthens me. So they learned that every night we went over that. And during this time, the verse reminded the kids that God's strength through Jesus can help us face challenges. During Vacation Bible School, we met some new friends. Ollie was the Arctic Seal vlogger with an online following, and also activities director Pat, who together they explored the Bible every day, learning how God helps the Bible here face challenges. So each night we had a new lift lesson, and you'll see them multiple places. They're on this sign here. They're around the walls of the church. So I'm going to kind of go through each night and what the lift lesson was. So night one was, I can share my gifts. The children learned about Joseph. He could interpret dreams. And part of that story was that they learned that Joseph could use God's strength to share his God-given gifts. Encouraged to figure out how they could use their gifts to help others and how God could use his strength to help them. Night two was, I can be brave. We heard the story of Queen Esther and how God's power can help people be brave. Night three was, I can give my all, the story of the widow's offering. And it helped, or it encouraged kids to consider their abilities to give and share. Night four was, I can pray, the praying in the garden. And it really challenged kids to learn how to turn to God during challenging times and always seek his prayer and his strength. The last night was, I can hope, and it was the story of Peter and John healing the man at the temple in Jesus' name. The story helped kids learn that through God's strength, they can both receive and give hope to others. So this year we had 41 kids registered, and we had an average of 32 kids. And the fun part, as you'll see our cans down here, was offering. So the kids are quite competitive. So we tried to see which group could bring in the most money each night. So of the nights, we went up each night. So the first night on Monday was pennies. Then we went up to nickels, dimes, and quarters. So which was our 3 and 4 year olds, also known as the snow tubers. For the week, they brought in $172.99. Our 5 and 6 year olds brought in $141.47. Our 7 and 8 year olds, now this group was our smallest group. They had at most 5 kids through the week. They actually brought in the most money of $206.42. And then our 9, 10, and 11-year-olds, brought in $46.47, which brought our total for the week to $567.35. Yes. So that offering will be going to Christ Among Neighbors here locally to help with community needs. We also had some fun nights, some crazy hair nights, some theme nights for winter, crazy sock night, and the last night was color night. So each group had a color that they would wear. I really want to thank everybody that helped with Bible school. I don't think I could do it without all the volunteers, whether it's my family putting up with my crazy decoration ideas and helping me get it done. Meals for the volunteers, that really helps us so we don't have to scramble to get dinners before coming in. Wrangling the kids who are energetic all night long. Agreeing to do a station, because there's a lot of work that goes into each station. Photography, sound, registration, all those parts help. In your bulletin, everybody's listed. Helped with Vacation Bible School stand, just so that you guys can see the sheer number of people that helped me. So I just want to say thank you again to everybody that helped me. And we do have a short video where you can see all the fun things that we did this week.
It's cold outside, but it's warm and our hearts are here. The party's getting started. clap our hands and we sing and shout out. Jesus, you're the reason for us.
A sampling of each craft down here in the front. So after church, if you'd like to see what the kids did this week, there's a sample of each one, each craft. Thank you.
I invite you to rise if you're able for the call to worship. When we pass through the waters, when we suffer and feel hopeless, when we are joyful and celebratory, or when we feel triumphant or defeated,
God is there with us.
Come, let us worship together, for God is with us then. With special music by Sarah Long.
Shield, and he will raise you up. up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. You need not fear the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day. All about you, near you it shall not come, and he will raise up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you to guard you in all of your ways. Upon their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And he will raise on eagle's wings, bear you on the sun, and hold you in the palm of his
to me is
Scripture, Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 and 2. This is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. And now we will turn the service over.
I am definitely surrounded. You can Bible school, and I love it. I love Vacation Bible School, and I love all the decorations and everything that we put into it, because when we do Vacation Bible children, and our children are both the future of our church and the present, and they need Vacation Bible School. Amen? I want to thank everyone who participated in Vacation Bible School, and the best news of all is that over 40 children learned about Jesus. Isn't that fantastic? Because that's why we do it. It's not the decorations. The focus of Vacation Bible School is the children, that we've had that opportunity to have Vacation Bible School this year. Several years ago, I taught second grade, and there was a book that I loved to read to my second graders, and the name of that book, it's a classic, it was called The Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Anybody ever read that book or know what I'm talking about? I got some hands here. If you know, they'll tell you some about it. If you don't know it, Alexander in the book has a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. And he gets up in the morning, and you may have had a day like this. Things just get worse all through the day. He has gum stuck in his hair. He gets a cavity at the dentist. He has to wear his train pajamas. And in the book, Alexander wants to run away to Australia, because he feels like if he could just run away and get out of here, and then things will be great. He'll never have another day like that again. But at the end of the book, his mom tells Alexander that everybody has bad days, even in Australia. How true that is, that all of us have bad days. Sometimes we wake up and things are bad, and then things just get worse. And finally, at the end of the day, we think, how could it be worse? But it always be worse. And we have those kind of days where someone has said, in life, you're either in a problem, or you just got out of a problem, or you're headed towards a problem. And that is life. In Isaiah 43, verse 2, it says, through the waters. It says, when you pass through the waters and the rivers. It doesn't say if you pass through. But it says when you pass through, because problems life. Isaiah says when you walk through the fire. It doesn't say if you will walk through the fire, because problems are part of our experience. And in my own life, I have experienced problems, difficulties, challenges, the sickness in our lives. I mentioned last week my father developing dementia when I was a teenager. He developed dementia. Family could not take care of himself anymore. I've experienced the death of both of my parents. I've had problems and challenges and difficulties in my own life. And listen to me today, all of us have times of trouble. But the strength to help us through our greatest difficulties. And here's the good news for us today. Through every single problem we face, to face our problems through Almighty God. Amen? That's where our strength comes from. And it comes from the Lord. I want us to think today about how God strengthens us during these times of trouble. And first, I want us to see through His presence with us. In Isaiah 43:2, here's what God says to us in our problems. He says these most powerful words. He says, I am with you. Would you say those words with me today? I am with you. Listen to me today. In every single problem we face, God promises us that we are never alone. He says to us, I am. But here's the deal. We may not always feel God's presence in our problems. Because our pain, we can't even feel God's presence. Have you ever been to that point in your life where your problems are with you and you can't feel God's presence because you're numb? I remember that when my dad developed dementia when I was a teenager, when he eventually forgot how to take care of himself, he forgot who his children were, and I remember it hurt so much, I was numb. And I was a Christian at the time, a young Christian. This challenge, this difficulty with my father, and I couldn't feel God's presence because I was so numb. Listen to me today, even when we can't feel God's presence, even when we're numb by the pain that we're experiencing, it doesn't mean that. Because God is with us in our problems, and we can count on His presence in our problems no matter what we face. Amen? He is there working in the middle of our problems, giving us strength to endure whatever problems we're facing. So here's how God strengthens us. God strengthens us through His presence. He's no matter what problem we face. But God also is strengthening us by helping us get through whatever problem we have. Because that's us. That He will strengthen us by helping us deal and get through our greatest challenges. Listen to what Isaiah 43:2 says. It says, the rivers will not sweep over you. In other words, you won't drown. Will not set you ablaze. In other words, you won't be burned by your problems. Listen to me today. Our problems may bring extreme sadness. But the promise of God in Isaiah 43 is that our problems won't destroy us. They won't wipe us out. We will get through them through the strength that God provides. When I think that I've experienced in my own life with a sick child, God got our family through that time of our child's sickness. Yes, it was difficult. Yes, we had pain, but God brought us through. When I think about the time when my father developed dementia when I was a teenager, and I think about the extreme hurt and pain that our family suffered, I see that yes, it was a difficult time, but God brought us through that time. He helped us through the death of both. You see, yes, there was struggle. Yes, there was pain. But God helped us through our greatest challenges. And here's what God says to us. In all of our problems, we have His strength. He is with us in the middle of our difficulties. And He will help us get through whatever problems that we face. God will see us through. Yes, there will be fires. Yes, there will be waters and rivers. But God will help us through those difficulties, those challenges. If we'll take His hand, He will carry us through those times. Our vacation Bible school this year was our vacation Bible school, if you notice, is Snowball Mountain Challenge. And mountains represent challenges that we all experience. And all of us, some of us have mountains that are bigger than others, problems and challenges. Some of us have mountains that don't go away for a period of time, they just keep getting. But listen to me today, all of us have mountains, but we have a God who is bigger than those mountains. Amen? We may have a mountain in our life that seems insurmountable. It seems like we can't handle it, but God is bigger than our mountains. He will help us deal with whatever mountain, whatever challenge that we face. I love the verse this week from Vacation Bible School. And the verse this week was, and Rochelle's already said the verse this morning, but I would like us again to repeat every phrase of that verse after me, because it reminds us of what we can do with those mountains in our lives. Will you say these words of Philippians 4:13 with me? Will you repeat after me? I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. And the Him is Jesus. Let's do it again. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Good job, church. The focus of this verse, Philippians 4:13, is very much like our focus for today in Isaiah 43:2. And that focus is this, is with us to help us through whatever problems we face. Yes, there's going to be fire. Yes, there's going to be waters and rivers. But the good says, I am with you, and you will never walk alone through the greatest challenges of your life. Also, the other part of that is that God says to us in Isaiah 43:2 that He will help us get through whatever problem we face. With us in our problems, and then the Bible tells us that He'll help us through whatever challenge, whatever difficulty that we face. You came to church and you're dealing with a problem. Maybe there's something in your life that you're dealing with. And all you can see right now is the mountain. You can't see anything else besides the problem that you're facing. And here's God's promise. As you think about whatever problem this morning that you have, maybe it's a huge problem, but here's the promise that God, that's what His Word tells us in Isaiah 43:2, that He's with us. And here's the other promise. Whatever problem you brought to church with you this morning, God will help you work through it. God will help you deal with it. And He said, have fire and waters and rivers, but if you take His hand, He will help you through your greatest difficulties of life. Our words this year for Snowball Mountain Challenge were these words, and I love these words. Here are the words. Find your strength in God. Those were the focus words of Vacation Bible School this year. Find your strength in God. Our worst problems, may we always find our strength in God. Well, together said, amen. We're going to sing a beautiful song that doesn't, we don't have every single verse to this song in our hymnal. But we're going to, verses we do have, and then we're going to come back and sing that first verse again. It's called Precious Lord, Take My Hand. If you want to turn to it, you can do that. It's number 684 in your hymnal. It's one of my favorite songs in that hymnal because it reminds us hand is there with us to help us through our problems and our challenges that we face. Perhaps today you have never taken the and you've never received Jesus into your heart and into your life. And I never want to stand in this pulpit and not extend an invitation to receive Jesus. So today, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, the Bible says that He stands at the door and He knocks the door. And the Bible says that it's up to us to respond. And so today, if Jesus is knocking, we want to invite you on to Jesus and to come and let us pray for you as you begin this decision to follow Christ and you make this commitment to follow Jesus. We'll pray with you and for you today. If you've never received Jesus, we want to invite you to do that today. He died on the cross for your sins. He's taken away your sins. The Bible says if we receive Him as our Savior, we begin a new life in Christ. Our old past is gone, and the Bible says that we have a home in heaven. That today, we want to invite you to come and to receive Christ. Perhaps today you're struggling with a problem, and you need the church. You need the family of God, and we want to be that family for you today. If you have struggle right now, if you have a problem that you're facing, we would love to pray with you today. If to invite you in just a moment to come, we're going to sing together, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. And I want to invite you, if you would, please stand, and if the Lord has laid something on your heart, won't you come as we stand together and sing.